I am the product of the Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools. I received a wonderful education there, both in elementary and high school. Went to middle school in a private school, but I was well served. And so it has been disturbing to me recently to follow the events and the ongoing issue of the racist text message that was sent a few weeks ago. If you've been following the news, I'm sure you're aware of it. I'm going to talk about that today. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. It's been all over the news, both in Winston-Salem and Greensboro, and I think throughout North Carolina. There was a racist text message, there's no other way to put it, that was sent from one former school board member to a current school board member. And the message said, "I hope your meeting with Mushmouth goes well." And there was a picture of the Bill Cosby character, Mushmouth. And if you've ever followed Fat Albert, you know that he was a person with very large lips, could not speak properly. And it is a bit of a racial caricature, racist caricature for white people to use now. But interestingly, and stupidly, I should say, the acting head of the school board, Dr. Kenneth Symington, who is an African-American, who is a fine man, a smart man, very capable man, was somehow copied on this text message. This text message was passed along. The former school board member resigned, said it was a mistake, cited family reasons, gave sort of a tepid, in my opinion, apology. But I think what is also disturbing to me, and probably more so, is that the person who received this message continues to be on the school board. And the other day, there was a meeting, and that issue was brought up. And this particular school board member got ticked off and said she couldn't believe that her character was being questioned, and that, you know, she said, "I'm not going to sit here and listen to that, and how dare you question my character?" I'm paraphrasing some of that, and just acted with righteous indignation. But she was the one who received the message. And why was she receiving those types of messages? Now, I'm not saying she said anything, but somebody that would think it was okay to send that kind of message to you, perhaps there have been some things that have been said that should not have been said. And when you're on a school board and you're dealing with people of all different races and ethnicities, to have such a blatantly racist discussion by way of text message, even if you're not the one who's made the comments, it seems to me that you would want to resign because the appearance of racial insensitivity is so great that it undermines your ability to do your job. But this fits a established pattern of white people in general, I think white women, about where you have these racist conversations. You're either saying them or you're not saying, "Hey, this is wrong," and you calmly get called down, and then you fly off the handle in just this rage, claiming, "Well, I'm the victim and I'm not racist." Well, you're not really the victim if you're the one who's making the comments, and then you get called out on it, and then there are no consequences. Nothing ever happens. And that is a disturbing trend. The words matter. The things that are said matter. Words have real power. Anybody who's been following the stuff that's going on with Donald Trump and the Ukraine issue and how all of the crimes that are committed by virtue of saying certain things recognizes that words matter. Our rhetoric matters a whole lot, and that shapes thought. It is an indicative of the way that people really think. And there just can't be these types of racially insensitive, racist comments in this day and age when you have so many minority children that are trying to get a good education. It's just, you don't need those people in positions of leadership. Anybody who is in any way involved with something like this should resign. It just should not be permitted. It is an absolute fiasco. And the reaction about it, the indignation, is really disturbing to me, and I suspect there will be no consequences, because that's the way these kinds of things go. Unfortunately, white people don't have to face consequences, and they should, because it hurts us all when there are these problems, especially minority children who already are in a difficult position, many of whom are already in a difficult position. And I doubt anything will come from this, but it continues to be very, very troubling. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells. This is Legal Fact and Fiction.